The story in Matthew chapter 2, verses 13 to 23 reminds us that however much Satan tries to oppose God's plans, he will never succeed. The story brings to mind the experiences of God's people in Egypt, where the enemy used the Egyptians as his tool to attempt to wipe out the entire nation of Israel. His aim was to kill the male children born of the Israelites, and his plans threatened God's promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to make his people a great nation. However, God graciously intervened by miraculously saving many boys, one of whom was Moses, whom he would use to deliver the people of Israel out of the bondage in Egypt. In our passage today, Matthew intends to show us how the story of Jesus relates to that of Moses. He introduces Jesus as the new Moses who came to inaugurate a new Exodus and bring salvation to God's people. Just like Moses, Jesus came from Egypt as a great deliverer, and he too fled a murderous ruler. Furthermore, God's people had been led down to Egypt by one Joseph. Now, another Joseph was to take God's son down to Egypt. Matthew also wants us to see that Herod, like Pharaoh, was out to thwart God's plans. Herod was a paranoid monster who is said to have had his wife strangled and his three sons executed. He was also responsible for the death of thousands who he viewed to be against him. It is said that on his deathbed, he ordered the death of many nobles to ensure that people would weep at his funeral. Unfortunately for him, the nobles were released, leading to a celebration instead of weeping. Knowing how dangerous Herod was, the angel's warning to Joseph was very, very clear in verses 13. It said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." Matthew viewed the family stay in Egypt as significant in the history of our salvation, and in verses 15b, he quotes Hosea chapter 11 verses 1 to make this point. It says, "And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, 'Out of Egypt I called my son.'" Hosea originally referred to God's calling the nation of Israel out of Egypt under the leadership of Moses. However, Matthew, inspired by the Holy Spirit, applies this passage also to Jesus. He saw the history of Israel as God's children being repeated in the life of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Just as Israel, as an infant nation, went down to Egypt, so the child Jesus went there too. Furthermore, as God led Israel out of Egypt, so was Jesus led out of Egypt. So Matthew depicts Jesus as the new Moses who, through a new Exodus, would save his people from the greater bondage of sin and Satan. But Herod was not done, because verse 16 states that when Herod realized that the Magi had outwitted him, he was furious and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were under 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. In attempting to kill Jesus along with the young boys of Bethlehem, Herod acted like Pharaoh, who tried to kill Moses along with the other Israelite boys. The brutal killing would cause so much pain in the land that Matthew compared the cries of grieving mothers in Bethlehem to those of Ramah and Rachel that are recorded in Jeremiah chapter 31 verses 15. Even with his horrible schemes against God's people, Herod did not succeed. In verses 19 to 23, we read how the family of Jesus returned to Mary and Joseph's hometown in Nazareth, not in Bethlehem this time, because Herod had died. The monster was no more. Throughout this story and many others in the Bible, we see how Satan actively seeks to undermine God's plan and wipe out God's people. He uses different dirty tricks to discourage and to destroy believers' trust in God. Nevertheless, we can trust God because He is always in control and always wins against our defeated enemy. The path may sometimes be bumpy, dangerous, with sharp twists and turns, but we can take comfort in the fact that God is always at work, that God will always win. He is always leading and watching us so that He can fulfill His plans for our lives. As He called Israel out of slavery in Egypt, so He is calling us out of sin and the pursuit of worldly pleasures into a new life that is found by believing in this victorious new Moses, Jesus Christ. May we believe in Him and trust in Him this Advent. Amen.